Hi, my name's Ruby.
And I'm Brooke.
We are two 14-year-olds who have made a podcast as a school project. Our very first podcast, we will be talking about what it is, who we are, our goal, and what we will be doing.
Starting us off, we'll be sharing a bit about who we are.
To get to know us better, we will ask each other questions and answer them. For example, Brooke, what is your favorite animal? Mine's a giraffe.
My favorite animal is for sure a dog. Ruby, what's your dream job? Mine is a lawyer.
Mine would be an architect. What is your favorite meal? Mine would definitely be steak.
Mine's for sure tacos. Ruby, what's your favorite color? Mine is probably peach.
My favorite color is probably purple or yellow. If you could describe your family in one word, what would it be? My family would definitely be unique.
My family would be big, like really big.
Ruby, what is your favorite dessert?
Mine is for sure
brownies with vanilla ice cream.
Mine is by far ice cream bars. And last question, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? I would probably go to Paris.
I would probably go to Greece because I think that it's really pretty and the culture is really, really cool.
If you want to ask or share any questions, please feel free to comment down below. Now, we're going to talk about why we are doing this podcast.
We're doing this as a project for our hearts and minds. You may be wondering what the Hearts and Minds project is. Well, it's a project that each grade 8 student at our school does to teach us about our community and help people in it who might be struggling in any way, shape, or form.
So now, you may be wondering why we chose to do a podcast. Why not any other social service? Well, due to the coronavirus, we had to adjust and think about more ways for us to help the community. We wanted our project to be different, and being the social butterflies we are, we wanted to be able to talk to you. So, podcasts were a great option for us. As you may see, we have named it the Hearts and Minds Talk. Talking to and about everyone's hearts and minds is very important to a community to make sure everyone feels free, safe, and know that they aren't alone.
We listened to about 7 different of podcasts. Each one was different length, had different topics, different attitudes, and energy levels. We definitely found ones we liked and disliked. If you're like anything like us,
you don't like long podcasts based on one sole topic with people who don't share much interest in what they are discussing and all around who aren't engaging with their listeners. So we plan to keep our podcasts shorter, more entertaining, covering a couple of topics, and we want to make sure you guys feel like our friends.
Our goal is to make sure anyone who listens to our podcast has more ways to make themselves happier, healthier, and more successful in any setting. It's really important to feel happy and healthy because it's not only good for you, but it can lead to greater successes in life. As we always like to say, always shoot for the stars and don't stop until you get there.
Next, we're going to give you a little sneak peek about what we will be doing and talking about in this podcast. We are going to be sharing a lot to do with mental health, how to get active, how to stay positive. We will also be giving you a lot of tips, tricks, and exercises for daily living.
For our very first podcast, we'll be talking about staying active and getting outdoors.
Let's talk about getting outdoors. Getting outdoors is a very important part of everyday life, whether it be a walk, a run, a jog, or even just sitting outside. It is good to get outside and take a break from any electronics, especially in these very device-wise times. Getting outdoors is one of the fastest ways to improve your health and happiness. It's been shown to lower stress, which can strongly help us in school and other stressful times.
The importance of staying active. Physical activity or exercise can improve your health and reduce the risk of illnesses. Most importantly, regular activity can change parts of our lives. People who tend to be more active also strive in school and social settings. But we'll get more into that next week with our special guest.
In addition,
we'll also be sharing a super important quality. Today's quality is
honesty. Being honest is super important and hard for some of us to do, but is always going to benefit us in the long haul.
Honesty is a very good quality to have. Make sure you're not only honest to the people around you, but yourself as well.
After all, honest hearts produce honest minds. We will be posting our next podcast on Wednesday, May 12th, with a super special guest who will be sharing so many helpful tips and some super important and useful information. In the meantime, make sure to check out our site.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you join next time on the Hearts and Minds Project podcast. Have a wonderful day or night, and just a reminder to join us next time, Wednesday, May 12th, for our special guest. Who do you think it could be?
If you have any questions for us, be sure to comment. Until then, Brooke and Ruby out with the Hearts and Minds Talk.